Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile, brings you George Burns and Gracie Allen. With their guest star, Alan Ladd, the Swan Test, the music of Felix Mills, and yours truly, Harry Von Zell. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. As we look in on the Burnses today, we find them seated in their neighborhood movie, watching the thrilling climax of an Alan Ladd picture.
Yes, Emily, I love you. I've always loved you, darling.
Isn't he handsome, George?
Oh, darling. Doctor, I can't make up my mind.
I love you with all my heart, with all my mind, and with all my body.
Don't be choosy, Emily. Take any one of the three. Look, George, look. He's putting his arms around her. He's got to kiss her.
No, Doctor. You mustn't kiss me. Not here.
But, Emily.
No, Doctor. Please.
Kiss me, Alan. Look, George. He's kissing her anyway. That lad never takes no for an answer. There's the end of the picture. Let's stay and see it again, George.
Gracie, we've been here since noon. We've seen the picture three times. I want to get home and listen to Vox Pop.
But Alan Ladd looks so wonderful in this picture. You know, he seems to look older.
We all look older. We've been here 6 hours.
Please, George, just this one.
No. I'm sure other women aren't silly enough to sit in a movie all day. Now, come on.
Well, all right.
Excuse me, are you folks leaving the theater?
Yes.
Would you mind calling Hillside 2141 and telling my husband I won't be home till tomorrow night?
Let's go, Greg. Now, Gracie, you've been talking about Alan Ladd all the way home. I don't want to hear any more about him.
Oh, but George, did you see the way he kissed Loretta Young?
Certainly I saw it. Just took her in his arms like this and kissed her. Like this. There.
George, were you watching Porky Pig?
I don't want to talk any more about it.
Oh, wasn't he convincing as the doctor in that picture? Oh, what a doctor he'd make in real life.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have to tell a woman to open her mouth and say, ah. That's the way she'd walk right into his office.
Look, Gracie, if...
Oh, it was so wonderful the way he cured Loretta Young of her deafness. I wish he'd work on my ears sometimes.
Don't be ridiculous. You're not hard of hearing.
What did you say, George?
I said you're not deaf.
Ain't?
Oh, stop that. I've had all of this that I can stand.
Yes, dear.
6 o'clock and I'm hungry.
Yes, dear.
And forget about Alan Ladd.
Yes, dear.
What are we going to have?
What would you like, Alan?
Alan?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I'll get dinner right away.
Of all the silly... Come in. Oh, hello, Harry.
Gee, why so low, George?
Oh, it's Gracie. We saw an Alan Ladd picture this afternoon. She hasn't stopped raving about him yet.
Well, George, you should never take your wife to see Alan Ladd in the afternoon.
No?
No. Take her at night when it's too dark to make comparisons. Right.
This is nothing to joke about. I'm plenty mad.
Oh, well, George, it's nothing to get upset about. There are certain popular idols that all the women worship. Alan Ladd, Van Johnson, Frank Sinatra, Swan Soap, Cary Grant.
Swan Soap? How did that get in there?
Well, what do the women do when they see those fellas?
Swoon.
That's right. Swoon, the white floating soap that pure as fine Castile.
No.
The soap that's so mild, so gentle, that doctors recommend it for babies. And you'll find that its baby mildness makes Swan great for your hands and face. Swell for doing the dishes and perfect for washing your fine things.
Look, Harry.
Oh, George, Oh, hello, Harry.
Hello, Gracie.
Is dinner ready, dear?
Oh, no, dear. I just couldn't bear to cook that chicken.
Why not?
Well, it's chest stuck out just like Alan Ladd.
Well, that's the last straw. I'm eating at the Brown Derby. Goodbye.
Well, what's wrong with him?
He's mad about Alan Ladd.
Well, so am I.
No, I mean, he's angry. And if you don't stop talking about that guy, George might do something desperate.
You mean he might leave me? Oh, that would be terrible.
Darn right it would. Why, if you two separated, I just couldn't stand it. He wouldn't be on the radio anymore. And I couldn't talk about Swan Soap anymore.
Oh, well, Harry, don't worry. We won't split up.
Oh, no, please don't. I couldn't stand that. My two favorites in the whole world separated. Me and Swan Soap. Gee, Swan, the pure soap that's so wonderful for doing dishes. You not only get loads of suds, but Swan babies your hands. Helps keep them looking so lovely. Look, Gracie, I've just got to talk about Swan.
My goodness, Alan Ladd means nothing to me. I'll call George at the Brown Derby and tell him I didn't mean it.
Well, it'll take more than that to convince him. In fact, it'll probably take Alan Ladd.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, if Alan Ladd were to throw himself at you in front of George and you gave him the brush off, that would convince him.
Harry Von Zell, are you suggesting that I get Alan Ladd to make love to me? Well, I couldn't do a thing like that. Huh?
Well, sure you could.
Oh, I could not. Huh?
Yes, you could, Gracie.
Oh, no. Huh?
Well, for if you'd rather not.
Oh, okay, Harry. You talked me into it.
Whispering while you cuddle near, whispering so no one can hear me. Each little whisper seems to cheer me, 'cause I know it's true, there's no one dear but you. You're whispering while you never leave me, and you whisper while you never grieve me. Won't you whisper and say you believe me when I'm whispering that I love you?
This should be Alan Ladd's house right here.
Well, good evening, Mrs. Burns.
Why, Mr. Postman, are you delivering mail this late? It's after 6.
Oh, no. My wife and I had a little spat. She was trying to persuade me to take her to the movie, and I stuck my tongue out right in her face.
Oh, Mr. Postman, that isn't nice, to stick your tongue out.
I know. But it always happens when she's choking me.
My goodness. What could have made her that anxious to see a movie?
Alan Ladd. My wife is crazy about him.
Well, she's just human.
Yes, just. You'd think my wife would get tired of the Alan Ladd type. With me around the house all the time.
Why, are you the Alan Ladd type?
Oh, decidedly. Except that my muscles aren't built in by my tailor.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean what looks like Ladd might just be past?
Well, you never know with these movie actors, Missy Burton. Some of them wear toupees and corsets and false eyelashes and heavens knows what.
Really?
Yes. Some of those glamour boys don't have dressing rooms. They have assembly lines.
Oh, this is wonderful. You see, George is insanely jealous of Alan Ladd, but he wouldn't be if he knew that wiry figure was really held together with wire. I'm going right in and see Mr. Ladd.
Well, good luck, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
This is exciting. I don't know whether I'm going to see Alan Ladd or a reasonable facsimile.
Yes?
Hello, Mr. Ladd. on the screen.
Oh, really?
But of course, one never knows, does one?
Won't you come in and sit down?
Oh, thank you. You sit down too, Mr. Ladd. Or do your stays poke you?
Stays? I don't understand.
Oh, come now, Mr. Ladd. Don't blink your false eyelashes at me.
Now, look. Look, I don't wear a corset. My eyelashes are not false.
Oh, well, I was just joking. Oh, come on, Mr. Ladd, smile. It was just a joke. There, that's better. I like your smile. Your teeth are so white and dazzling.
Thanks.
That Dr. Cowan does some beautiful work.
I did not get my teeth from Dr. Cowan.
Oh. Dr. Beecham, huh? I love your hair. It's so soft and nice looking.
Thanks. I grow it myself.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, you're really very attractive, Mr. Ladd. I bet when you take a girl in your arms, they are your arms.
Oh, yes, I've had them for years. Look, are you by any chance pulling my leg?
No, but maybe I'd better.
Whatever gave you the idea the men are put together with string, Miss Allen?
Oh, it's not Miss Allen. I'm married to George Burns. Now, what was that question you asked?
Never mind, you just answered it.
Well, Mr. Ladd. Now that I see you're all in one piece, there's only one thing left to do. You have to make love to me in front of my husband and let me spurn you.
But why?
Well, so he'll stop being jealous of you. You know, we saw your picture this afternoon. Every time you came on the screen, I swooned.
Why, Mrs. Burns, shame on you.
Aren't we youngsters a problem? But, Mr. Ladd, I just couldn't help it. You make me feel romantic.
Well, your husband was sitting in the theater with you. Why didn't you get romantic with him?
Well, you don't know my husband. You know, I'd be ashamed to tell you how long it's been since an usher turned his flashlight on us.
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Burns, but I can't make love to you just because you want your husband to see us. I have a wife, you know.
Oh, would she like to watch, too?
Oh, no, no. I mean, I'm happily married. She might not understand.
Well, you make love to Loretta Young.
Oh, that's different.
Oh, I guess it's because she's prettier than I am.
Not at all. You're just as pretty.
Oh, thank you. I guess it's because she has the nicer figure.
Oh, no, you have a wonderful figure.
Oh, thank you. I guess it's because she looks smarter in her clothes.
No smarter than you do.
Oh, gee. Too bad I'm in a hurry. I could keep this up all day.
Now, seriously, Mrs. Burns, I can't do what you ask.
But I've got to convince my husband that you mean nothing to me. If I don't, he might leave me.
George might leave you?
Yes.
Well, in that case, I'll do it. I don't want to be responsible for a man starving to death.
Mr. Ladd, thank you. Now, be at my house at 8 o'clock. Goodbye. Why, George, you're home. Did you have dinner?
No. Couldn't eat. All that talk about Alan Ladd spoiled my appetite.
Oh, now, George, you just forget him. He means absolutely nothing to me.
But just this afternoon, you were raving about the way his chest stuck out.
Oh, well, yours would, too. It just happens to be located in girdle territory.
How about his eyes? You were saying how thrilling it was when he dropped his eyes.
Oh, and you've got him beat. You not only can drop your eyes, you've got little built-in pockets for them to drop into.
Yeah, my God.
Thank you.
don't pout anymore. I was serious when I said Alan Ladd means nothing to me.
Wish I could believe that.
Well, you should. Why, if Alan Ladd were to walk in here right now and tell me I was the most beautiful, gorgeous, desirable woman in the whole world, I'd laugh right in his honest face.
You would?
I certainly will.
Huh?
Oh, I'll answer it, dear.
Well, here I am.
Come on, my husband's in the den.
Huh? Well, what's my opening line?
Oh, you want me to leave this house. You say, get your things, baby. I'm taking you away from this broken-down wreck you live in.
Well, it's not exactly a broken-down wreck. Well, never mind. I know how to do it.
Oh, good. Well, let's go in. Oh, George! George, Alan Ladd is after me.
All right, get your things, baby. I'm taking you away from this broken-down wreck.
Now, just a minute.
All right, step aside, Daddy.
I will not step aside. She's my wife, and I'll protect her. It's my duty as a husband.
Yeah? What are you going to do about it?
Lucky for you, I'm off duty right now.
Just a minute, Alan Ladd. You can't just come in here and carry people out. Where do you think you are? At Montgomery Ward?
Gracie is right. That's telling him, Gracie.
Are you going to play hard to get, huh? And I'll take you in my arms like this.
Oh!
And I'll crush you like this.
Oh! George! George!
Yes, dear?
Well, just don't stand there. She was at the door.
I'll be right back.
Oh, hello, George. Say, I've got a swell idea for the program tonight.
Oh, no, Harry. I've got trouble.
Why, what's the matter?
Oh, there's a good-looking movie star trying to break up my home.
What? Why, the sneaking... Let me handle this, George. I'm a tiger, you know. I can lick my weight in movie stars. Who is she?
Not a she. It's Alan Ladd.
Oh, well, so long.
Wait a minute. Together we can handle him.
That's just it. He'll take us apart.
Oh, come on. We're not afraid of him. Gracie!
Huh? Oh, help! Help!
Take your hands off that woman.
Yeah, who says so?
Harry Von Zell.
And who is Harry Von Zell?
Smith is my name. I'm with the Swan Soap people out of Cambridge. Mr. Ladd, did you know that Swan is the white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile's? Did you know that the Swan people will give a free cake of Swan to every baby born in 1945? You see, Swan's so pure, so mild, so gentle, it's just perfect for babies.
All right, on your way, fat boy.
Fat boy. That's done it. Put up your hands.
They're up.
Gracious, they need washing with Swan. You know, Mr. Ladd, Swan is wonderful for your hands and face. After all, if it's great for baby's tender skin, it must be great for your complexion, your tub or shower. Not only that, but Swan gives baby gentle care to your lingerie, too. And, Mr. Ladd, we know how important it is to protect our dainty things, don't we?
All right, look, Bubble Boy, get out of my hair.
Don't let him talk to you like that, Harry. You're just as good as he is.
I am?
Well, sure. You're both men. You're both flesh and blood. It just happens if you've got the flesh and he's got the blood.
Yeah. Well, believe me, I'm not afraid of Alan Ladd. I'll be very happy to fight him.
Yeah, when?
Anytime we're not in the presence of ladies, that's when. Just come by my house. Here's my address. I live there with my mother and 14 sisters. Come on.
Brave friend.
Hey, I'm all mixed up. Where were we?
Oh, I remember. Here, put your arms around me.
Oh, like this?
No, harder.
Gracie.
Oh, let go, Alan Ladd. Let go. How dare you lay a hand on me?
Oh, but I'm mad about you.
Well, who is it? Now get out of the house.
But I've come to take you away from George Burns.
What? You have the audacity to think that you could take me away from that handsome, fine-looking Adonis, the man I love?
No, I just want to take you away from George Burns.
Don't make me laugh. Why, what have you got that my husband hasn't got? Or didn't have? Or couldn't get? Or doesn't need? Or couldn't use to be happy?
All right, all right.
You pumped up Frank Sinatra?
That did it. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, you see, dear, he means nothing to me.
Gosh, I guess you're right.
Well, are you happy, darling?
Happy for the first time all day. Come on, sweethearts. Let's go out and eat. And you can pick the spot. We'll eat any place you say.
Any place? I say.
Sure. The treat's on me. You name it.
All right. Get your hat and coat and let's go.
Oh, Doctor, I can't make up my mind.
I love you with all my heart. With all my mind. With all my body.
Oh, George, isn't he wonderful? Have another ham sandwich, dear.
George and Gracie will return in a second. Meanwhile, don't forget that every baby born in 1945 can have a cake of Swan soap free. Your druggist or your grocer will give you the details. And remember, the very fact that Swan is great for your baby makes it wonderful for your complexion and perfect for doing dishes and light laundry. You can't beat Swan, the white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile. And now here are George and Gracie.
Oh, we're a little late, folks. Good night.
Alan Ladd appeared through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures, producers of Here Come the Waves. The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune into your Columbia station next Monday, same time. Remember, George Burns and Gracie Allen on CBS every Monday night. So until next Monday, this is Harry Von Zell saying, well, I, Swan, how about you? This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.